It's time for the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every week, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Good to hear. And you told me beforehand, I'm going to give you a shout out. And I don't know if you want me throwing this out there, but I'm going to do it anyways. You are battling some tooth slash mouth pain right now. So credit to you, sir, for sticking through it and doing the Local Beat with us here this morning. We are always appreciative of your time. Wanted to start with an article from your colleague, Carissa Wojtacz. She had a write-up about Lorraine Arts Council Executive Director Antonio Berrios and his medical journey these past couple of months. In my opinion, this one sort of displayed some of the healthcare issues that could be present here in the United States. But, Dave, what were some of the details with this one?
So from the folks that I've spoken with and from speaking with Carissa when she was planning out this story, everybody knows Antonio Berrios. Like he's a figure in the community, well respected, beloved by many people, and right now he's dealing with a cancer scare. He's been battling cancer for the past couple months now, and he's got cancer in the back of his tongue, throat, and lymph nodes, and he's been dealing with some of those issues, and now he's been the head of the Lorraine Arts Council for a number of years now, I think about 10 years, and is on Medicaid and he's getting treatment, but folks in the community have rallied around him, and he said, I'm going to keep working. I think the quote that he gave Carissa was, "I could be laying in a bed crying, but I'm not. I go, I do things, I come to the Arts Council, and I try to get things at least presentable a certain way, and try to find funding and help with this." So he's working through it under treatment from doctors, and on June 13th, there are folks who are throwing a benefit dinner for him at St. Lad's Picnic Grounds on Clinton Avenue. $20 donation gets you rice, pork, macaroni and cheese, salad, rolls, dessert, the whole nine yards. And there's going to be some musical performances. You can get tickets by calling Crystal Lovejoy Torres, Ray Carrion, or you can call Antonio himself, and those numbers are in the are in our story that we just published. There's also a GoFundMe campaign that's set up by Llama Lorraine, and it's raised at least about $3,000 as of Saturday evening, or probably a little bit more at this point. Hospital bills are going to be kind of hefty, so any help you can provide to Antonio, and again, just a real pillar of the community. But he also said he knows he's not the only person who is struggling with these kinds of things. And, and he was talking about, the healthcare system in the United States. Again, he's on Medicaid. He signed up for some of that, but he has to kind of wait to get his Part B all sorted out. So anything you can do to help Antonio, just a good guy, just a real good guy, according to the folks that I've never actually met him in person, but according to all the people I've spoken with, just a really, really good, solid person.
Well, and he's absolutely right. I mean, he's not the only one in this country dealing with what he's dealing with. We see stories somewhat similar to his on the news and social media pretty much every day. And I love the quote from him in the middle of this article, basically talking about, the hospitals or whoever, they know what needs to be done, and they know what kind of procedures that he needs to go through and what kind of treatment he needs. But yet it's just the financial aspect of things that has sort of held things back in that regard. So, absolutely, Dave. Hopefully he's able to get everything that he needs moving forward and is able to tackle the challenge that he's dealing with right now. Second story I wanted to talk to you about this morning. We're joined by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, also from Carissa. Some rezoning in Lorraine on a building on Broadway. Looks like this will be a nice benefit for the area and a bit of a modern solution for an older building.
Yeah, and Lorraine's continuing its sort of downtown renaissance. A lot of things happening on Broadway right now. A lot of things happening. And basically, this is the former Broadway Feed and Pet Supply building. That's at 1605 Broadway. And City Council just approved rezoning that space from industrial to mixed use. And basically what the owner, Milton Velasquez Jr., said, and what he told council, is that he wants to have a couple apartments upstairs, small restaurant downstairs. The building was last sold in September for about $70,000. It had been vacant for a while. And the I think the last time it was in business was about 2005, so about 15, 16 years ago. Also some rezoning going on West 21st Street. Bonomenio's Flower Shop is going for also from commercial to mixed use, and that's going to allow for a rental property on the there's a 3-bedroom home right there that's going to become a rental property, and then also there's going to be some office space and some storage for owner Miguel Castro's rental company. So there's some things that are changing, you know, in some of these well-known businesses, you know. And again, a lot of stuff going on down on Broadway. I mean, we've seen a number, you know, we've seen bakeries and restaurants and other stores and some other folks come in and say, hey, I have this idea. I want to fix this place up. There's some county-owned buildings down there that are going through a little bit of a going through some changes and things. So we're going to see, you know, hopefully that Lorraine Renaissance continue. I mean, it's good for the city, good for the citizens. You know, when more businesses come in, when people make an investment in their own community.
Yeah, no disagreements here. It's always good to see those ideas, like you mentioned, come to light and really come to fruition to help out the area. So great work out of Carissa, and thanks for breaking that one down for us here this morning. Dave, again, Dave O'Brien, Chronicle Telegram, is our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues working on as far as upcoming stories for the Chronicle this week?
Well, I know Lena Yost will have some news about Elyria making some more plans for its for the new central maintenance garage that they want to update, what they want to build. I'm working on some more county stories, as well as trying to get a follow together for on the annexation issue between Grafton and Eden Township. And we'll see what comes of that this week, and then just basically, you know, we're gonna be slowing down on some of the COVID coverage. You know, as the governor announced the other day, you know, basically the mask mandate for most people is going to go away. Prior to June 2nd, I know that the Cleveland Indians sent me an email because I'm on their list, saying that they're going to reopen Progressive Field fully to the public, with some with still some rules, you know, in place about mm-hmm. what you can bring into the park and things like that. But as of June 2nd, everybody gets to go back and watch them try baseball. So it's going to be that's going to be nice. But we're slowing a little bit on the COVID coverage. You know, still a few more stories left to go here. You know, as we deal with kind of the you know, the pandemic as it slows down.
Yeah, that return to normalcy keeps on coming. So, hey, I'm not upset about some declining COVID coverage by any means. So Chronicle, Telegram, ChronicleT.com, the spots to go for the latest here in Lorain County. Dave, we can close out this interview as we do each and every week. What city are we picking on in this week's Scanner Story?
Well, unfortunately, and no offense to the fine people of South Euclid, But again, from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter at @NEO_scan, we have a disturbance at the Clean Car Wash in South Euclid. A male customer was upset that his line wasn't moving fast enough. The tweet also notes that he's known for doing this before, and he was banned from the car wash and put on the trespass list. And as one of the folks who replied to that tweet noted. Banned from a car wash, how low can you go?
Well, they just scrubbed that problem right away now, didn't they? Wow, that is...
you're channeling our friend Bolt Barch with the puns there.
Oh, always, always. The pun Olympics always continue here at WEOL, no matter the personnel, Dave, no matter the personnel. So great stuff there. Yeah, don't want to be banned by a car wash. That's pretty low. So we appreciate the insight here on The Local Beat. Dave, you have a fantastic rest of the week, and I'll look forward to talking with you some more next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. Talk to you then.